What does it mean to be a man in today's world? In a culture where masculinity is often labeled toxic while passivity runs rampant, Brant Hansen offers a refreshing perspective that has resonated across America. Despite not fitting stereotypical masculine ideals, he plays accordion rather than hunts and calls himself an avid indoorsman, Hansen's message about men as protectors and cultivators has struck a powerful chord. His insights reveal that true masculinity isn't about dominance or self-indulgence, but about taking responsibility and creating spaces where others can thrive. In a society desperate for men who step up rather than check out, this message couldn't be more timely. During college, Hansen noticed a best-selling poster in women's dorm rooms featuring a shirtless man holding a baby. When asked about its appeal, women focused on how carefully he supported the baby's head, not his physique. Hansen's research revealed women respond more positively to men displaying protective behaviors than to those with merely attractive features. Studies showed women rated images of men protecting others significantly more attractive than conventionally handsome men in neutral situations. This attraction reflects something fundamental. Women consistently rank reliability, emotional stability, and protective instincts higher than physical traits when evaluating potential partners. In speed dating experiments, women were twice as likely to agree to a second date with men who demonstrated protective behaviors. This insight extends beyond romance. Women report feeling more secure in professional environments where male colleagues demonstrate protective behaviors, not about physical strength, but about creating environments where vulnerability is met with support. At its core, masculinity means taking responsibility. This concept traces back to Adam's role in Eden, where the Hebrew word shamar meant to guard, protect, and watch over. True masculinity isn't about physical strength, but about being humble, consistent keepers who create spaces where others can flourish. Adam's failure wasn't excessive masculinity, but passivity, standing silently during Eve's temptation rather than protecting as commanded. When they sinned, God called out, "Where are you, Adam?" seeking the one charged with protection. Modern distortions of masculinity appear as either passivity, like Jake, who games while his parents support him, or domination, like Mike, who controls his family through anger. Marriage counselors confirm passive men are a far more common problem than overbearing ones. When men withdraw from family leadership, their wives shoulder both emotional and practical burdens alone. True masculine responsibility creates environments where others can thrive. Modern men face unprecedented challenges from supernormal stimuli, exaggerated fakes that hijacked our natural responses. Nobel Prize winner Nicholas Tinbergen demonstrated this when birds preferred artificial eggs with exaggerated markings over real ones. Humans suffer the same vulnerability, but with far worse consequences. Choosing these exaggerated fakes diminishes our humanity. People now prefer virtual farms to real duties and screen images to willing partners. As Kurt Vonnegut wrote, "That's not a girl, that's a piece of paper." This extends beyond sexuality. Junk food exaggerates natural flavors, distorting our tastes. Psychologist Susan Weinschenk explains that dopamine doesn't bring pleasure, but creates seeking behavior without satisfaction, trapping us in endless wanting loops. The consequences are severe. Pornography is damaging men's sexual function with real women, with a 600% increase in teenagers reporting low sexual desire between 2004 to 2013, coinciding with smartphone proliferation. Video games present a similar challenge by providing adventure without mundane work, making regular life seem pale by comparison. Recovery can happen quickly. The key isn't guilt, but developing a bigger vision for life. When men redirect their energy toward real challenges and connections, they discover satisfaction no digital substitute can provide. Dishal Suku, a quiet 38-year-old restaurant owner, demonstrated heroism by tackling a kidnapper attempting to snatch a little girl. His story went viral because people crave tales of ordinary men protecting the vulnerable. Though young men statistically commit more violent crimes, this same physical capability should be channeled toward protection. People should feel safer in your presence, whether you're walking an elderly neighbor's dog, helping change a tire, or simply remaining vigilant. This protective instinct particularly extends to children. A good father provides physical, emotional, and spiritual shelter, protecting children while gradually preparing them for the world, like a greenhouse providing optimal growth conditions while shielding from harsh elements. Men betray their role when they become threats to those they should protect through passivity, flirtation with others, explosive temper, or indifference. In marriage, undermining rather than supporting one's wife constitutes betrayal. A father also establishes the emotional tone for his household, creating the atmospheric pressure of the home. Consistent gentleness and respect foster the same in your family, while disengagement allows chaos to fill your home like weeds in a neglected garden. You'll feel meaningless when investing in meaningless activities. This isn't about your job. Even seemingly trivial work matters. It's about activities that add no value to anyone's life. We're created to improve conditions for others and take responsibility. When we pursue only entertainment, we enjoy it momentarily, but end up feeling listless, what the French call ennui, a dissatisfaction from not doing anything meaningful. In affluent cultures where survival isn't our daily concern, ennui is common. Solomon, the Bible's richest man, expressed this profound meaninglessness in Ecclesiastes. People actively serving others rarely struggle with this feeling. Being ambitious about the right things rarely earns applause. Your wife needs you to be ambitious not about wealth or status, but about getting things done. Keeper of the garden things. Even mundane jobs are valuable because they serve people. Your perspective transforms your work. Viewing making ice cream cones as creating something delightful for a child rather than a tedious task. One of the most freeing thoughts is, wow, that's beautiful, and I don't have to have it. This mental shift applies to possessions, relationships, and experiences. While America teaches us to pursue everything we desire, contentment brings freedom, while discontentment creates dependency. We started with Adam and we'll end with him. Given a job, he failed spectacularly, something we can all relate to. Through broken relationships, missed opportunities, or moments of weakness, we all carry the weight of our shortcomings. But there's more to the story. Luke 3's genealogy of Jesus ends with the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Even after the fall, Adam's primary identity remained unchanged. He was still a son of God. The cross wasn't just about sin management, but family reconciliation. We're called to Adam's job, garden keepers, protectors, and defenders in our workplaces, homes, communities, and relationships. God sees our raw selves and stays. He witnesses every hidden struggle, every private battle, and doesn't walk away. A man who knows whose he is lives unafraid. Despite our mistakes, God is making all things new. And just as God described the beginning, the end will be very, very good.